Hello everyone. I finished a book yesterday and so I thought my audio mo for today, day 14, could be a book review on this very book. I'm going to be talking about Lone Wolf by Jodi Picoult. It was published in 2012. I listened to the unabridged audio recording by Recorded Books. And the length of this audiobook is 13 hours. As often in Jodi Picoult's novels, the book is basically about a family. Here it is the family of Luke Warren. Luke Warren is a biologist studying wolves and their behavior mostly in the wild. He is a real wolf expert, and he has lived with wolves in the wild for 2 years, which nobody did before. He is of the opinion that you can learn about wolves much better when you are in the midst of them, when you are sleeping between them and eating with them, hunting with them, instead of just watching them from the distance. This is special, and he has become very famous and popular for this. But he, of course, has also a personal life, in which there are his wife Georgie, his son Edward, and his daughter Cara. And in this book, Luke Warren is involved in a car accident, and he is in a vegetative state, lying in hospital. And the book is now about whether life support should be continued or not. The book is told from different points of views. Including Edward and Cara, so the children, Luke's children, that now are adults, different lawyers, and also Georgie, who is now the ex-wife of Luke. And the book is structured... like I said, there are different points of views. And Luke also has a perspective, even though he is right now not... He is unconscious. He has a perspective in this book. And in this, he is telling about wolves, about his experience with wolves and about... basic knowledge that he offers to the reader, which is really, really interesting, by the way. And so you get to know him, even though by the time the book's plot is told, he is only someone the others talk and think about, and not a character that is acting, and I think you know what I mean. Yes, this book is like each and every of Jodi Picoult's novels, so special because she not only picks an important and interesting topic and then writes about this, but she manages to show so many different perspectives and aspects of one topic. So it is not a story about, well, there is someone unconscious and you have to decide upon his his life or death, basically. There are plenty of books that are dealing with this topic, and this is just different because you get to look behind the scenes, behind the picture perfect of this family, or of the TV character Luke Warren, the biologist. And Jodi Picoult tells a story of many different lives and different stories, different lives, basically, who in the end are one big story.